Okay, this is Perek Beis in Hilchos Sheilat Kabbam. Kneel Lach has to do with borrowing. Hach Aleph Hashol Vaylam Afila Nigdav Abad Pshia Patr. So a person borrows, let's say, a baseball card while a Patr Shnemar Inbal Imar Lo Yishalem. So if you borrow something while the owner of the thing is actually working with them, he's exempt. Even if the thing was, let's say, the baseball card was stolen or lost. Levat Shal Habaylam Tchil Machet Etz. As long as the owner, he asked the owner to work with him at the time that he borrowed it. So it doesn't matter what this kula, so to speak, it doesn't matter if the borrower asked the owner to work for him as a favor, or whether he hired him, or he borrowed it, lent it, and hired him for a different malacha, or any other thing in the world. He said to his friend, Hashkin Yimayim, he says, give me a drink of water. And he, the person asking for the water asked to borrow his animal, Vishkao, and he got the water. Kenosan was a behema, right? And he gave him the animal, obviously. Harizu Sheilo Bailan Lufatar. It's considered as if he lent an animal while it was with the owner, and therefore he parted with him, he happens the animal. Moshach as a hamid pila. Now, let's say he did actually shicha, like a Kenyan type of thing on the animal, Barcha Vishkao. Only afterwards he gave him to drink, in a Sheilo Bailan. That's not considered borrowing, the owner working with the person borrowing it, and therefore he won't be able to rely on that tour. Let's say a person went to rent out his animal to carry something heavy, and he went out to help the borrower. He went out to help him, whether it's the borrower or the renter, to go ahead and unload the animal, or is it from the that's considered the owner working with the borrower. Let's think he only went outside to inspect what he was carrying, to make sure that he wasn't putting too heavy of a burden on the animal's back. Then, that's not considered the owner working with the borrower. Let's say someone teaching young kids, let's say someone's planting trees, municipal planter, someone who's a bloodletter for the people, a sofer shelhan, or the scribe who works for the city. For everyone, these individuals, and the day that they're actually doing the work they're supposed to do, if someone learns to rinse out anything to one of his people, that's considered working with the owners. Even if the person watching it is negligent, Patr is exempt. But if he went ahead and borrowed or rented from them, then he's liable for any damages, shein and shon lo, because that's not considered performing labor for him. Lachodal harav, in this case, is a teacher. Chumakri b'tzono talminim, that he goes ahead and teaches his students when he wants to. The holy sheyetze, whenever he wants. Ve'ezo mesekta sheyetze, any mesekta that he wants to teach. Behem hayu kvum labo tamin, right? And they are, their chayef to always be, like their schedule is to be with him to always. Nishmal hem masakta masakta. Even as he already studied, from one masakta to another. Harin shulin etzlo. So they're considered to be at his service, so to speak, borrowed to him. Fein hu sha'olahem, but he's not considered at their borrowing. Ovioma prak sha'akol bo'in lishma inyan osomoyin. And on the day when the public study day, where everyone comes to hear about halachas have to do with the moed, Hari Ushal Lahem, Him and Shalom Lo. So he's considered to be at their command, so to speak, but they're not considered at his command. When a person tells the Shaliach, Tzei B'Hashal in Parasi, go out and work together with my cow, in a Shalom Lahem, that's not considered the owner working with the borrower, Shnemar in Belavimo, Lo Yishalem, Habayim Asmal, Lo Shaliach, it's the owners themselves, not a messenger. Amal Abdo Knani, let's say he tells his non Jewish servant, Tzei B'Hashal in Parasi, go and work together with my cow. Then I raise a shiloh b'ayin. That's considered the owner working with the baro sheish sheyada eved kiyad, because the hand of the servant is considered to be like the hand of the master. Nishal eved ino shlomi das rabo. Let's say the servant goes to work for the baro without his the master knowing about it. Inishel lanam. That's not considered working with the owner working with the baro. Halachuba v'ashom in isha v'nishal lo b'ayin. Let's say a person borrows something from a woman and her husband's performing the action with the borrower. It's not considered the owner working with the borrower. Because benefiting from the produce is not the same thing as benefiting from the object itself. And in such a case, the husband only gets the benefits, like the produce, for instance. He doesn't get the actual object. The husband borrowed property, real estate from his wife, or Let's say partners borrow from each other. Harisa Shila Pan, that's considered to be the owner working the bar. If Amar Hashutz of the Khaver, Hishalan Yam, Dashil Khal Machar. Let's say one partner says to the other, lend me this property today and I will lend you tomorrow. That's not considered Aina Shayla Bailam, the owner working with the borrower. Halacha Ches. Shalom in a Shutbin. Let's say a person borrows, again, real estate from a partner. Minishalo Echabahem. And he asks one of the partners to work with him, right? So he's Vechena Shutbin Shashalo Minishal Echabahem. So too, let's say the partners themselves borrow property and one of the partners asks the owner to work with him. Hareza Safek Ima Yashiv Elim Ina. This is a question whether it's considered to be the owner working with the borrower or not. Speak of therefore, if he dies, Ina Mishalim does have to pay. And if the owners take it back, they seize the value of the thing, for instance, with the property, you can't remove it from them. However, if the borrower was negligent, in such a case, he must pay. Let's say a person borrows an animal to have relations with it, or to, let's say, to show it off, or to make into work that's less than sharputa, or he borrows two cows to do work that's worth one pruta, like the minimum financial amount. Hari kol elo safek she'elo b'ayim. These are all considered question marks whether they are owners working with the borrowers. Lachiyud she'elo b'ayim the sarcha she'elo b'ayim. Let's say a person borrowed an animal while the owner was working for him, but before he returned it, he rented it for more time while the owner was working for him. Pater she'asliros tali b'she'elo. He's not what do you call it? He's not on the hook if financially if the animal's not returned because the rental is considered to be an extension of the borrow. Al im sarcha b'ayim. Let's say, what do you call it? The guy rented the animal, the chazer v'she'ela shalol b'ayin, right? So he rented the animal when the owner was working for him. But before he returned it, he borrowed it for another period of time and the owner was not working for him, right? Oh, sheshayla b'ayin, the chazer v'sacha shalol b'ayin, the chazer v'sheyla shalol b'ayin. Or let's say he borrowed the animal while the owner was working for him and before he returned it, he rented it for a longer period of time while the owner was not working for him, but then went back and borrowed again when the owner was not working for him. Okay, so Shasaka Rabbilin. Let's say he rented the animal while the owner was working for him, the Khazar Shah Shal Bailin, and he returned before he returned it, he borrowed it for what he called while the owner was not working for him, the Khazar Safra Shalob Bailin, and then he went ahead and returned it again and rented out, not when the workers were and the owner wasn't there, but meaning the owner wasn't working for him. And all these three cases, these are all question marks insofar as being Shmira Bailin, whether the owner's working with the borrower. It's fine, look it out. Misha Shashallah. Let's say a woman borrows a baseball card, Archach, Nisais, and after her, from a man or a person, unless after she was married, her Yabal, Kilokeach Mena. So the husband is considered to be a purchaser. Then below, what do you call it? Shomer Sacher below Shoah. He's not considered to be a paid watchman or a borrower. Vikach, therefore, Imhai Sadabar Sheila Behema. That's why that which is borrowed is an animal, a mason that dies, a Baal Pacha, the owner's Pater, Shav Bishu Mishnamish, but he was using it, called him a Shalta all the days that it was being borrowed. I feel the pasha, even if he's negligent, he's considered like a purchaser. But Isha Chayev is a shalat, but the woman, the wife, is Chayev to pay. She has money. Now, what do you call it? Let's say it's known, what do you call it, to the husband that she's borrowing, then it's considered to be underneath her. So in all the cases that we talked about borrowing while the workers, while the owner's working for him, it wouldn't matter if it's a case of a renter or a paid watchman. All these would apply. And therefore, he's exempt. Any case where it's not concerned like the worker, usually the owner working with the borrower. So what doesn't apply by borrowing won't apply by the renter. Any suffix that applies by borrowing will apply by renting as well. And it's Parak Beis, and we'll continue with Parak Yomo next time.